If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today is Teresa Jackson. She's the founder and CEO of Sharing Life, whose mission is to end hunger and poverty by demonstrating compassion through food, clothing, educational programs, and financial resources. Teresa, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, just wonderful. I am so glad to have you on, especially as we get close to August, because I know you got a big gala coming up and I want to talk about that. But first, let's talk about this particular nonprofit and the power of compassion, because I think that's one of your missions, the power of compassion.
It is. It's our tagline, but it's our tagline because it's the heart of what we do. I'm often heard telling my staff, if we feed them and we clothe them and we provide the financial resources for them and they leave feeling badly about themselves, then we failed. You can get those things at a lot of places, but our goal is not to just provide them with the felt needs, those basic needs items, but it's to do it in a way that provides hope. And hope comes from understanding that other people care about you and that they're in the fight with you and that they want to see you succeed. So for us, that's the heart of the work that we do, demonstrating compassion.
Exactly. And again, it's one thing to do certain things, but it's another thing where people remember you and are feeling that you feel the way they feel, or you have some sympathy or empathy for them. So I love the fact that it's based on the power of compassion. How long have you guys been around? And tell everybody how it started, how Sharing Life got started.
We are 26 plus years old, working on 27.
Look at
I'm
it.
The founder. I am the founder. And I...
Wait. You mean you started when you were a baby?
An infant, yes. A mere infant. But I came to this work because I was once a client at another organization nearby, and I had been a single mom. I understood the challenges that people face when they don't have enough food to feed their kids a healthy meal. I understood what it felt like when you get to the first of the month and there's no money to pay your rent or mortgage. I get it when you're moments away from getting your electricity turned off. I've been there. I know what it feels like to not be able to get a job because you have to pay the daycare before you can go to work, but you don't have any money to pay for daycare until you get your first check.
Wow.
There are just so many things that I experienced that I wanted to begin in a place where people could gather and not just receive those things they needed, but receive it from an organization that truly gets it, that understands what it's like to live in poverty with scarcity and not know where your next meal is coming from. And in 26 years, I've never forgotten that.
This is so amazing, the story, because again, Sharing Life Community Outreach is a wonderful organization. And as you mentioned, you've been around for like 26 years now. I know, I always tell people who start nonprofits or small businesses, you have a lot of courage because it's not easy. It's not easy to just say, oh, I think I'll have a foundation. Can you talk about how you started and exactly when you got your footing and maybe some of the highs and lows initially? Because I'm going to brag on you a little bit later here and talk about how wonderful 2024 was for you guys.
Yes. I'm a person of faith. I believe that this work comes from a mission from God, to quote the Blues Brothers. But I really wanted to do this, had had it on my heart for some time. I went to my pastor and I said, I want to do this work. I don't know how. I don't know what I'm doing, but I know that I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked and chatted, and he gave me some advice. I talked with a couple of trusted friends and mentors, and everybody was like, you're made for this. You have to do this. So I was introduced to some pretty important people who had the business acumen and professional strengths to help me get started. And honestly, I just walked through every door. People often ask me about my leadership journey, and I just say, if the door opened, I wasn't afraid to walk through. And that continues to be my journey today. Opportunities are continually put in front of us to do new and different things. When the door opens and it makes sense and it's within our mission, I'm unafraid to try new things. And so I mean, the worst that we can do if we are trying something new is to fail, but to learn from that failure. And we haven't failed a lot because we're careful, you know, about which doors we enter. But a lot of people are scared. You know, they don't like change and it's tough. I see it as an adventure and moreover an opportunity to continue to grow the organization in a way that it will help more people.
You know, I love your perspective because, again, you can't be afraid to try. And the fact that, like I said, you've been successful more times than not, it proves that your formula, it works pretty well. And with that being said, let's again start all the way back because I know how hard it was for you to do this. And were you always in Mesquite? Was it always in Mesquite where you were? I know you're based there.
Yes.
And then kind of talk
Yeah.
about how, you know, you started reaching out to different families.
Yes. Well, when I first got started, again, not knowing what I was doing, just knowing I wanted to feed people. But
Right.
food is our number one foundational program because I think the rest of the stuff we do doesn't matter if you're hungry. It's just that basic needs thing. You got to eat, you got to nourish your body and your brain to be able to learn, to work, to play. Whatever it is, you've got to have your body, you know, working well, and you can't do that without nutritious meals. But I just honestly made up flyers. This was in 1999, and so our technology wasn't as great back then, but I made up flyers, took them to the local food stamp offices because I learned when I was a single mom that you don't always get food stamps the same day. It's a process. But a lot of people who go there wait till they're in dire need. And they need the food immediately, not understanding that. So I made flyers, took them to the food stamp office, and I put them up. And the first day we were open, we had all these people show up because of that. And they came, and then they became like family to me. And as we grew as an organization, we were primarily focused on Mesquite, but through the years, as those doors have opened, we have walked through them and incorporated services in many other communities. In fact, at this point, with our relationship with the North Texas Food Bank, we serve most of Dallas County and all of Kaufman and Rockwall County. So it's a lot of zip
Fantastic.
codes.
Fantastic. And again, it started from you saying, you know what, we're going to help some people. And I like the fact that you are cognizant of the fact that, you know, a lot of people wait to the last minute to reach out for help, you know, with like step or food stamps with Texas, state of Texas. And they don't realize that there's a process or there's some red tape involved. And it's not like you walk in the door and they give you some food. I'm glad that you brought that up because a lot of people just don't know that part of the equation.
Can happen, but it's fairly rare for you to get that emergency assistance. Again, most of the time it is a process, and people don't go a lot of times till they're absolutely only thing left in the pantry is condiments, you know, and they're on their last dime. So I wanted people to be aware so that when they went, they could come and at least get a few groceries. And since then, we have become one of the largest food pantries in the state of Texas. Where our food pantry is just on the sharing lifestyle is very large, millions and millions of pounds a year. And then on top of that, we are a hub for the North Texas Food Bank that serves 100 other pantries. So we are the food bank to those partners of ours.
That's
So we
fantastic.
combined, we're providing food to over 600,000 individuals a year.
That is absolutely amazing, considering where you started in 1999. And again, for those who don't know, here I'm getting ready to brag on you. In 2024 alone, over 12 million plus total pounds of food distributed in this community. I'm just absolutely grinning and happy and amazed with all the work you've done. We're talking with Teresa Jackson. She's the founder and CEO of Sharing Life. And on that same tip, I've talked to different people like with the North Texas Food Bank as for one and other food pantries. And they talked about a lot of people when they hear about it, if they're, you know, they might live somewhere and they don't ever think about hunger, but they don't think about it could be your next door neighbor. There's a lot of people who are, like you said, in between checks or in between jobs. They got suddenly laid off. They got kids. The kids don't have enough to eat before they go to school. And a lot of food pantries step in the breach. Can you talk about, it's almost like a hidden secret that in your nice neighborhood, there may be some families who are hungry.
Yes, we call that the hidden hungry because there are a lot of people that are house poor, particularly in 2025 with the cost of housing being what it's been the last couple of years and rising. People qualified for those rents and mortgages at a time when it made sense. But as the cost of living has risen, the cost of insurance, the valuations on the homes have become larger. So those house payments or rental payments have become much larger percentage of their overall budget. There aren't a lot of ways that most of us who live pretty much check to check or check to every other check are able to condense and save because we have to pay certain things or else it goes away. Electricity, water. We don't have a lot of control over those rates. But food is one thing that we do have control over. And a trip to the grocery store can often look pretty bleak for somebody who is now spending 40, 50, 60% of their income on housing cost alone. So we're seeing a lot more of those folks that have been donors, have been our faithful donors in that mid-range, low mod, the moderate level. Because their housing costs have become so insurmountable for them that they need to come and occasionally get help with electric bill. Or, I mean, it's the thing where people live on the edge. They do just fine. And a lot of times they could, you know, send us $50 and be helpful. But they're also one paycheck away from that cycle into homelessness, because if they lost that one paycheck, it's so significant that it sends them in that spiral.
And thank goodness that you're around. And again, you know, I'm sure the word has spread over those years, you know, that you got to, you know, I guess word of mouth and also online nowadays, Facebook or whatever it is, the word of mouth. You got to get a hold of a Teresa or you get a hold of someone with Sharing Life. And so can you talk about how the growth went that way as well?
Oh, yeah.
Because your reputation is everything.
I think we have a good reputation in the Metroplex. We've been awarded a lot of accolades, and I'm so grateful because I have the most incredible team. And I don't say that lightly. I think most bosses think that, but I really do. The people that work with me are absolutely passionate, loyal, considerate, gracious, kind people. They want to be here. And so it helps. I think our greatest accolade, even though we receive all of these awards from Center for Nonprofit Management and others that have been deeply appreciated, our greatest reward is when one of our current clients or a previous client tells somebody else, go see Sharing Life. They're different.
Yes.
They really care about you there. They're not going to give you grief because you need food. They're not going to give you grief because you need to get an application to get your lights paid. That to me is the highest form of praise. And I'm grateful when I hear those things.
So for those who are like, they're listening and they know they're in that situation, what's the easiest way? What are the steps to say, okay, I need to go by Sharing Life? How can I summon the courage, put the kids in the back seat of the car and make my way over there?
Well, we will welcome you. We care about you. We want you to be here. We are excited to see you. So come. The easiest way for me, if I were in that shape and had to come in and start a new relationship with a nonprofit, our easiest entry point would be through our website. We can sign you up online, make appointments online. We even have what's called ePantry, which is an app that people can easily order their phone ahead of time, order their food on their phone ahead of time, just like you would at Walmart, Kroger, or any other grocery store. And so we have that ePantry app. You can go on, you can sign up, you can choose the food that you want through the app, you can set a time for pickup, and our folks will deliver it out to your car, put it, and you never have to leave your vehicle. Or if your mobility or transportation impaired, we can sign you up for a DoorDash delivery. Again, you don't ever have to leave your home. We do everything at Sharing Life that we can to make food available. It's not enough to have the food. One of the bigger issues in solving food insecurity is getting the food to the people, because the people in need don't always have the transportation or ability to get to us. So we have taken away every barrier that we can, and by using the app, by using DoorDash. We even have refrigerated climate controlled lockers that are available 24 hours a day. So if you're working nights or whatever the case may be, you can't get here during our normal hours because you're sleeping during the day or whatever. You can come up at 9 o'clock at night and get the food you ordered and you chose on the app out of the locker. And they're just like Amazon lockers, so the codes reset and we can use them again and again. It's pretty cool technology.
Teresa, you're making a lot of people smile right now, because a lot of people who we're talking about in that situation, they want to be anonymous, and this helps. And they also have an opportunity to take their time, because technology is technology these days, where you can, just like on Amazon or Kroger or wherever, you can just go online and look over the kind of foods that you think you need and then have the order ready. And like you said, if it needs to come to you, just go through the prompts and it'll all show up that way as well. Can you talk about how you got to that point? And a lot of different groups that I've talked to, they said the pandemic, there was some silver linings in there. It was hard times, but they call it the pivot. They had to rethink how they reach the people that they're trying to help. Could you talk about some of those things that happened with you guys, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, sure. We had already applied for a grant to create the app prior to 2020. So we were already in that mindset of trying to find ways to do no contact, shorten the line type activities for food. And that was our goal initially, was to shorten the line. Time is money, no matter who you are or where you are socioeconomically. Time is money, it's precious. And we know that people who come to food pantries have traditionally had to wait long periods of time to get a couple bags of groceries. So our goal initially was to honor and demonstrate compassion, honor the time of our clients are spending with us by not asking them to spend hours to come get a few groceries. That's just not reasonable. So we wanted to develop the app to make the time less spent at Sharing Life and more spent with their children or working or whatever it is that they need to be doing. So that's how it came to be. Of course, when the pandemic came along, we were like, we wish we had this already completed because this would be perfect. But we were in the process creating software from scratch, and that's not my genre. I have an incredible person here on my team, Jacob, who worked with the software developers and created that app. It takes time. It's not an easy process. And so we didn't have it completely operational until midway through the pandemic, but we are thrilled because then we were able to work with Amazon and DoorDash through the pandemic because they were generous contributors of their delivery services to food banks and food pantries across the nation. And so we began that program then, but we kept a contract with DoorDash after it was over to continue to work with us because we did have that app and wanted to continue to offer people home delivery.
Absolutely amazing. Again, we're talking with Teresa Jackson. She's the founder and CEO of Sharing Life. And again, the mission is to end hunger and poverty by just demonstrating compassion through food, clothing, educational programs, and financial resources. We've talked about the food. Let's talk about some of the other things that Sharing Life is all about, because again, it's part of your DNA, the power of compassion,
Yes.
and looking at the different kinds of needs that people may not want to share with others, or they're trying to just, all they need is a little bit of help right now, or they just need some education to get out of the spiral that they're in. Can you talk about, let's talk about what it would take if someone, one of your clients, approached and said, "I'm having problems with my utility bills, or my mortgage, or the rent, or I need a place to stay for a couple of nights."
Yes, we do work with folks who need those services. We had a lot of money during COVID. I'm not going to lie. We had a lot of money. There was so much money out there through mostly federal grants.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to provide millions of dollars of help to people for rental and utility assistance. We don't have that kind of money anymore. That all ended at the end of December 2024, but we're continually raising funds to try to help people stay off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the number one largest growing problem that we have right now is more and more people are being evicted or being threatened with eviction. So what we do when they call us is we work with them. We have a one person whose whole job here is to work with people who are unhoused and to help them connect with services and both here and outside of Sharing Life with organizations that specialize in homelessness alleviation. Then we have people on staff that work directly with people in the community who need rental assistance or mortgage assistance or need their utilities paid. And so you can just, again, you can go online, you can send an email, you can call us. There is documentation required for all of these. So this can't be in any way anonymous because of the funds that mm-hmm. are being used to pay these bills, but it can be done remotely. And we try to do that as often as we can. So we can do that over the phone. We can do that through file sharing, but we can take care of people. We just don't have the money we once had. And I'm not going to lie, I'm concerned about it. The federal cuts that we're all experiencing right now are hitting nonprofits really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting it from a lot of different directions. So I'm kind of concerned for the future. But I also know that prior to pandemic, we had an incredible group of supporters that are still with us today. And that when things are tough, those folks tend to dig deeper and give sacrificially so that they can see their neighbors stay housed. And I expect that will continue to be true for us. So if they have that need, then please go on our website or give us a call, and we will connect you with the right person here on our staff who will listen and understand your specific situation and offer the best that we can.
You know, again, this is the amazing thing that you're talking about, because a lot of people kind of take that for granted that times have changed a little bit. And I think even during the pandemic, there were supply chain issues. There was always something that you had to be ready for. And I've talked to a lot of different people with nonprofits, and they're like, well, you know, we don't have the exact same amount of money that have been donated, or the partners are sitting tight a little bit right now because they're trying to see
yes.
how the economy is going to go and how the economic impact is going to be. And unfortunately, that's where, you know, the nonprofits have to do a major adjustment to, like, okay, we can't project like we normally do.
Oh, that's so very true. I probably the thing that I'm talking about the most right now when people ask me about the economic climate for nonprofits is that the farm bill is not just a farm bill. The farm bill absolutely helps the local farmer, but included in the farm bill are free and reduced price lunches for kids,
mm-hmm.
USDA appropriations, which a large portion goes to food banks across the nation. So at the other program that's in the farm bill is SNAP. And so SNAP is food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So when the farm bill isn't funded at the levels that we need it to be, it hits SNAP. And that's exactly what's happening right now with the cuts to SNAP. But at the same time, it's taking dollars away from our USDA subsidies so that we're not getting the level of food at the food pantries that we're accustomed to. People expect that the food pantries are going to fill in
mm-hmm.
and fill in the gaps for
right.
those folks who are losing their SNAP benefits. And we will, because we're going to make it happen. We're going to figure it out. But at the same time, we're losing a large percentage of our food that we get from USDA. And most people are not aware. I think lots of legislators are unaware that those things are in the same bucket. So when you cut one, you're cutting the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's challenging. It's a very challenging. So as the number of people rise for us to serve, the number of dollars that we're receiving to serve those people are drying up. So it's a challenge, but we're going to get through it. We've been
Exactly.
through it before. We'll get through it again, and the generosity of our community will make sure that we do.
Exactly. Again, you've been very successful at what you do because you, like you said, you recognize opportunities as opposed, actually you're prepared for opportunities. In other words, it's one thing to recognize it. It's another thing to be prepared for the moments and then choosing the correct doors, as you mentioned earlier. And I just love the way you think and I love your passion. At the same time, I know the challenges are a little bit different this year. A lot of different nonprofits, they have certain kinds of fundraisers, and a lot of them are galas because a lot of times, you know, you're able to get different corporate donors involved, or you're able to get more people involved. You actually get to showcase all the wonderful things you've been doing to contribute to the communities that you serve. You've got a gala coming up in August. Can you talk a little bit about the Sharing Life Community Outreach Gala, which is going to be in August? And the theme, I think the theme this year is help.
It is. I'm super excited. We had an incredible gala last year for our 25th anniversary, so it was a hard act to follow, but I think we're going to do it.
There you go.
Our theme is help, like ATLP, exclamation point, the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, the movie.
It's all about help. And we're going to showcase the various ways we help our community, and it'll be based on the music of the Beatles and an incredible cover band. I mean, I'm just so excited. Incredible cover band, Hard Night's Day, is going to be our entertainment.
Teresa, Pump the Brakes. I have seen them perform back in the day. They are really, really good. I'm impressed.
They are.
They sound just like the Beatles.
Yes, they do. They're fun, way fun band. Mm-hmm. And I think people will really enjoy being there for that. We're going to have dancing and fun, but we're going to show you through the evening about our work. We're going to show you how successful we've been in helping people. And you're going to hear specifically from some of the people that we've assisted in the last year. So I think that's meaningful. It's fun to have fun and we want to have fun, but we want people to remember why we're there. And it's about raising money so we can continue to do this good work and help the people who come to our door. We're excited. August 16th, it'll be at the Rockwall Hilton. Hard Night's Day is our entertainment. We're going to have a great meal. It's all themed. Blackbird chicken and penne pasta. Mm-hmm. And it's help, I need some chocolate cake. You know, it's all themed around
nice.
The 60s and the Beatles. The dress is cocktail or 60s glam. I've already got my 60s glam ready to go.
There you
I'm
go.
Super excited. I'm going to have my go-go boots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a really fun evening. And I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing people I only get to see once a year, and especially meeting new friends. So if your listeners are interested, we'd love to tell them more about it. And they can, again, reach out on our website or give us a call, and we'll be happy to tell them more about it.
You know, it's ironic because you mentioned first the band is I heard that band back in the day, and they're really, really good. They sound just like the Beatles. And then you mentioned it's going to be at the Hilton Rockwall. I was just over there last month. It is a spectacular, nice hotel with a panoramic view of the lake. I mean, right off of 30, it's absolutely beautiful.
It is a beautiful venue. We're glad that we get to be there and excited to have another gala there.
So let's talk about those who would like to volunteer, because again, your organization, like I said, over the years has proven that they can handle the different twists and turns. And it's something that you have a really great reputation. And I'm sure there are people who say, you know, I'd love to help out Sharing Life Community Outreach. Can you tell us how people can volunteer or the kinds of volunteers that you're looking for?
Yes. The answer is yes. If you want to volunteer, we have a place for you. We work with volunteers because there's no way that we could fully staff an organization that serves as many people as we do with a fully paid staff. We just don't have that kind of money. We use volunteers in every area of our facility, whether it's somebody who wants to help with picking up the trash and mopping the floors to high level accounting and mentoring and tax services and helping clients choose food or clothing, working with our GED prep students, working with our other workforce development programs, financial coaching. We use volunteers in all of those roles. So if you want to volunteer and you're a family with kids, come on. We'd love to have you. We have that all the time. We have homeschool groups come. We have school groups come. A lot of sports teams come to volunteer. We have life groups and Sunday school classes and communities groups, Lions clubs and Rotary clubs and Kiwanis. I mean, all of those different groups. And we have just individual people. Lots of our regular volunteers who come week after week are people who have retired and they're looking for something meaningful to do in their golden years. We find a place that fits for them, that meets their interests, meets their activity level, and we're grateful to have them. I hate saying this because it sounds campy, but truly our volunteer group is like a big family. They support each other.
Awesome.
They care about each other and they care about the people we serve. So we'd love to add some more volunteers to our family.
You know, I love this. And again, what you're doing, you're talking about all the different groups. I bet there's corporations out there. There's different people in their HR departments and corporations. They may be listening to the show. And there are volunteer days in different corporations all over North Texas, in fact, all over the country. And I'm sure you're open to some of those corporate volunteer days as well, aren't you?
Oh, we are. And we have a lot. Actually, I didn't mean to miss them. But yes, we do have a lot of corporate. Nebraska Furniture Mart. We have Ashley Furniture. We have Bank of America is a huge ongoing supporter of our volunteers. Lots of Bank of America folks. So yes, we have small companies that do the same thing. So we're open. We want to give you a place to have a meaningful volunteer experience and to help us reach our goal and our mission of serving our community.
She is Teresa Jackson, the founder and CEO of Sharing Life, the mission, ending hunger and poverty by demonstrating compassion through food, clothing, and educational programs and financial resources. Teresa, it's been a pleasure. We got to have you back again.
I would love that. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you having me on today.
And joining us right now is my good friend, Miss Vicki Glenn. She's the Corporate Responsibility Specialist with NFM. How you doing, Vicki?
I am doing amazing. Trying to stay cool in this weather, but life is good. And I'm glad to be here with you, Chris.
Oh, we're so glad to have you on. And ironically, we just had on Teresa Jackson. She's the founder and CEO of Sharing Life. And she mentioned that one of the corporate partners with that nonprofit is NFM. And she told me to tell you hello.
Well, tell her we said hello. It's one of our favorite things to do. I have my team here in the colony. They love going out there. And every single time there's an opportunity, Chris, and Sharing Life comes upon them, it's I always say sold out. We give opportunities and they just have a great time. So please tell her thank you. Thank you for letting us come make an impact. And thank you for letting us be there and seeing all the joys that we're giving to her community.
Well, let me say something here. I said this to you the last time we talked last year, I believe it was. You are perfect for this role as the corporate responsibility specialist because, first of all, you're very talented, but you're such a people person. And can you talk about your role with Nebraska Furniture Mart, now MFN, and why it's so important that a lot of corporations in particular reach out to help in the communities, especially with a lot of nonprofits? Why your role is important? Because, again, it's the perfect fit.
It really is, Chris. It's something that I get to wake up and do every day, not just to make an impact, but it fills my bucket personally to give back, to make a difference, and to make these stories just like what anyone would do to wake up and have a job. Like, this is not really a job. It's a passion for me.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite things to do, because I have so many different hats that I wear at NFM, is giving volunteer opportunities. NFM offers our employees 40 hours of paid time off. And that's not just for once a month or once a year. It's all year you get to use it. So if you don't utilize it throughout the beginning of the year, we let them keep that until the end of the year. And guess what? In January, the 40 hours goes back into their volunteer time off bank. So essentially, it's another week off on top of what they're already getting paid, their PTO time off, And then it's volunteer time off. So essentially, you're getting paid to make a difference in the communities that we call home.
Exactly. And that's huge because there's a lot of people, they would love to, you know, volunteer or do something and make a difference in their communities. And all they have to do, if they work at MFN, is just log it. And you're rewarded for that because, you know, your company wants to make a big difference down here. And NFM has been in Texas how long now? It seemed like it's kind of recent, like 5 or 6 years.
10 years.
Wow.
I know. It's been a long time. So, but you know, we love the community. And I think even after 10 years being in the DFW Metroplex, coming from Nebraska, it's still something that we're still telling our stories. And because it's such a huge store, someone told me the other day, you know, you put 17 football fields together, you make NFM and you bring your running shoes and you shop. It's a whole day experience.
Mm. And you know what? And it's also such a successful organization. Everybody knows the founder, or Warren Buffett is a part of it. And everyone has mad respect for him. But the fact that they make, you know, volunteering and giving back and partnering with small businesses and nonprofits one of the main tenets of the organization, it says a lot about what you're all about.
It is. And with our property next door to with Grandscape, it's really cool to have almost a sense of I call it a big playground, because you know we have Cosm there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can play putting, putting green, and she can run around on her lawn. It's a really cool opportunity for our team. Not only are we doing opportunities in the store and throughout the community, we'll have opportunities at Grandscape as well, where we have a school supply drive, or we're trying to do something right now with, you know, everything that's going down with the floods and helping the victims down there and first responders. So a lot of things are happening right now, and it just keeps us busy and it gives us opportunities to go and volunteer, because I always say that there's always a need. Even if you're a big nonprofit like St. Jude, where we are one of their biggest partners, in Kansas City, where we actually go and furnish the home that is given away, and we donate to that community as well. But to little small nonprofits, we don't really pick and choose. We pick and choose who needs help the most.
You know what's interesting? The fact that it seems like you're everywhere. And I'm bringing this up because you mentioned St. Jude's, and you mentioned the flood victims and the people who are affected in Central Texas. But you're also working with a lot of first responders. I've run into you at firehouses where the Dallas Mavericks and NFM have been supplying furniture for firehouses around North Texas. Can you talk about that program?
Yes, we once a year, you know, you and I, we get to see each other. It's kind of the once a year time. But if I don't, you know, run into you somewhere else, Chris, because you're everywhere in Dallas. But we furnish fire stations because not one, because we need to do it, but two, that's their home away from home.
Yeah.
So how do we, this big furniture store coming into DFW, how do we give back? And so our partners, Bedgear, actually brought this opportunity up to us. They were the ones going in, you know, giving pillows and blankets and all the things for a restful night's rest. And we came in and said, you know what? This is their home away from home. And we want to improve everyone's lifestyle and everyone's home, regardless of where they're working and what they're doing. So why not partner with our Dallas Mavs and Bedgear and bring in those comfy seats and tables that can sit comfortably at. So that's one of the things, is they're keeping us safe in our community. We want to make sure they're comfortable in their home away from home.
Can you talk about some of the other, like I said, community centers or groups, firefighters, we mentioned that you guys are actually making some impacts on?
Oh, we just actually finished a really cool activation. Actually, yesterday, we partnered with Conference USA, who is headquartered out of Los Colinos Irving area.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me a few months ago and said, hey, Vicki, we would, one, love for you to furnish our studio at the PGA of Americas. But on top of that, we'd love to do a kid reporter with you. And so this idea turned into this real life segment. Actually, yesterday, we spent all day at the PGA headquarters, which is really, really cool. We got to see golf. But on top of that, we had all the football players and a few of the coaches interviewed by kids from the local community. So we had Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. We invited them in. And it didn't end there. So they spent a whole day essentially being a reporter and asking all these fun questions, like, what do you like to eat before a game? And what are you watching? Or what did you want to be when you were younger? And we had an 8-year-old, Brooklyn. She was fantastic. And I think most importantly, from our standpoint, not just NSM, but collaborating with Conference USA, showcasing that we want to give back. And it's a fun activation for the football players as well. So it was really cool. But the fun didn't end there. We actually took our Boys and Girls Club members. We had 4 of them partnered with 4 players, and they got to go into NSM and they got to shop for things they needed in the school. So,
whoa.
Yeah,
say
it was
that
really,
again.
Really cool.
Say that again. They went shopping with the players?
They went shopping with the players, and we basically let them run loose in the store. And these kids, Chris, I'm telling you, they were so grateful. You know, you would think that they're going to grab PlayStations and video games, but someone wanted a bedding sheet and someone wanted a vacuum cleaner. And it was really cool. And we gifted each of them $500 to go and pick the things they need, essential items they needed for school. We had a set of twins and they're going off to college, and you know, really was like, okay, what do I need at my house? I need an Instapot. I need a vacuum cleaner. All the essentials that you'll need when you go off to college. And that's so important to have that support and one less thing to worry about. And the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County did it fantastic. And I think at the end of the day, when we walked away, we just thought, dang, these kids are going to be successful when they grow up and continue to thrive because they got the items they needed before going off to school. So it was really cool.
It's just absolutely amazing. Your fingerprints are on a lot of different things. We're talking to my friend, Vicki Glenn. She's the corporate responsibility specialist with NFM. Do they have other ones in different parts of the country, NFM, with the corporate responsibility specialist? You have peers?
Yes, we do. We are actually opening our second store in Texas, right outside of Austin. We have a total of 4 stores right now, Omaha being where our home base is, Kansas City and Des Moines. But our 5th store is being opened in 2027, and we're already going down to the Cedar Park community to make an effort down there. We recently become the founding partner of the Parks and Trails Foundation, which is really big in the Austin community. It's really just giving back to Mother Earth and making sure we're taking care of our Earth. We recently just donated $10,000, and that's going to give them some money to go back and take care of the trees and the parks and making sure that it's cleaned up and plant things, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure not only are we taking care of our community, we're taking care of the Earth.
You know,
and that's
so
slated to open in 2027.
Yeah, you know, you're telling that story, and it just make me have a flashback, because way back in the day, Texas used to have a littering campaign. In other words, stop littering. And the whole thing was, don't mess with Texas. Keep everything clean. And I was like, and it was talking about how profound it was and won all kind of advertising campaign awards because they wanted to keep the state clean. And that's what that's another part of what you're doing too, is making sure that, you know, you keep around like parks and areas that like trails and places where people can say, yeah, this is Texas. I'm in Texas. And it's also, you're giving back to that particular community as well by making sure it stays the way it is.
And we just got to take care of our planet first and foremost. You know, we're coming in as a big store, big property. We have our partner Shield coming down with us as well. There's going to be an area on property. So essentially this property down in Cedar Park will be a smaller version of what you see here at Grandscape in the Dallas area.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is make sure that we're partnering with local communities down there. We actually partnered with 2 nonprofits already making a footprint down in the Austin area, and connected with Me and the Bees Lemonade that was founded Lemonade in 2009 by a little girl named Michaela Ulmer, and she was 4 years old. So
really?
I reached out to her and said, yeah, I don't know if you've had it. They're in a lot of different stores. Amazing. It's delicious. But there's a philanthropic arm to Me and the Bees, and it's saving the bees. And we brought them in to teach kids in the Cedar Park community to take care of the bees. Don't be afraid of the bees, because right. we need the bees to pollinate and protect the environment. And so it was really cool to gift that out and learn the bee dance and bring along another local nonprofit that's from Austin. So what you'll notice with NFM is we like to do a lot of local activations. Not every single one of our cities are the same. Mm-hmm. There's different needs in all of our community. Dallas is obviously different from Austin. And so that's why we wanted to kick it off with, let's make sure we connect with the Cedar Park community and do an Earth Day event to where people can understand that we do care about the communities. We do care about the trees that we're taking down. We're physically taking down trees, not cutting them, physically moving them safely, and we're replanting it in Austin.
You know, you mentioned the girl. You said you talked to her. Tell us about her, because I think that is such a brilliant idea that she came up with that.
Well, she's in college now, going to Emory. I think she's on her last year. I connected with her mom years ago in another previous career, but it was really nice to kind of 360 come back and be able to work with her again years down the line.
Well, I want to give her a prop. So she was how old when she came up with this idea about the lemonade and stuff and the bees?
Four. She went on Shark Tank.
Oh, wow. Mark Cuban.
And that's where she was discovered. Yes. Yep. She was discovered there, and she got an opportunity, and it's a really family-run business. So mom and dad still is very involved. Her dad actually came out and gave out lemonade, and I got to finally meet him in person. She wasn't there. She was at college still, but she had an entire team of folks that came in, and you know, they said, look, Vicki, we created this amazing, delicious product. We wanted to make sure we had a philanthropic arm, which is theirs. It's called Healthy Hive Foundation. Mm-hmm. And not just 100% of those proceeds are going in to save the bees. And that was how she started. Was she got stung. She didn't like bees, learned about pollination, started selling this lemonade at that age. And very cool, successful story behind it. And I love seeing those types of stories, because it truly enables that, you know, girls and women in general can do anything. And this 4-year-old created this lemonade empire, and now she's saving the bees along with it.
That is something special. I'm enjoying this story. We're talking with Vicki Glenn. She's the corporate responsibility specialist with NFM. And Vicki, you've been busy all summer. In other words, you don't hardly take any time off. But again, you say you love what you do, and it's the perfect fit. So what's upcoming for you over the next few weeks before even school starts, I guess, or maybe going into the fall? Because you guys are all over the place.
We are. I have two kiddos. They do a lot of sports. We're the typical Texas sports family where we are the crazy people who are traveling around. But I think what's important, though, and we're actually doing something together on Friday, is throughout this crazy thing that we call life and wanting to win games and wanting to travel and wanting to make it, you know, to college somewhere for my kiddos, we stop, we pause, and we volunteer. So wherever we're at, regardless of what state and what community, I always try to bring that back to my kids to say, look, we are so blessed. We need to bless other people with our time. Mm-hmm. And so we like to go and pack meals together. And on Friday, we're actually going back to the Boys and Girls Club with some of the players from Conference USA, and we're going to hang out with the kiddos up there in Plano and help the facility out, clean up a little bit, and just be extra hands. Because I truly think when you're a nonprofit, Chris, and you know this very well, you need not only money coming in and in-kind donations, you're needing hands and bodies and support.
The volunteers.
So, and that's what we do too. Yep, volunteers make the world go round. And so I think that if we bake in volunteering to young kids, that will stick with them. I mean, it's created me to see some of the older kids, and they said, you know what, Vicki, this is my first time volunteering. And then I have volunteers within our stores, and they've never volunteered before, but giving somebody an opportunity to like feel like they made an impact and walk away from whatever it is they're helping with, that goes, you know, that goes a long way. And they continue. It's almost like bile pass along. I always say volunteer, pass it along. Mm-hmm. And someone else will be thriving from just volunteering, because they need the help, and nonprofits cannot do it alone. They need the community to make them successful.
Exactly. It's got to be a partnership. It's got to be group effort. In fact, they always say, we need either your time, your talent, or your treasure. That's how it can all happen. One of those three things are always, I mean, all three things are very important and pretty much equal. With the changing times, I'm bringing the changing times because a lot of budgets in the nonprofit world are being cut a little bit because they don't have the access to the funding or the grants like they used to. Has your role changed a little bit in the last, you know, calendar year as far as what you guys are able to do with your partners, or is it still right there, or you had to increase some things that you're trying to do to make sure that they still are able to help the people in their communities? Can you talk about that kind of impact? Because the world is changing right now.
It is. And that's a really great question. I think when you're looking at the world is changing, things are getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of corporations, their very first thing they're going to cut is the philanthropic arm. And luckily, that's something that we're not going to do away with. I had multiple team members reach out to me during all the craziness, and I say the nonsense sometimes, right? Just mm-hmm. crazy news. Reached out to me and they were scared. They said, "Hey, Vicky, are you going to take away 40 hours of our pay time off?" Because when you look at it, it's money that we're paying our staff to do. And that was something that it's so important with our CEO and our executives. We're not going to take that away from you. That's something that is meaningful. A lot of people do say they work for us because of our volunteer and giving programs. And not only do we have a great culture, but we're making an impact together. So we're absolutely not taking that away. Funding wise, we're still donating. We're doing a lot of collaboration. So if I don't have the funding to do a project, Chris, I work with our vendors. So you have Maytag and they'll come in and help us donate different things as well. We're mm-hmm. actually doing a pet adoption event, which I'll get to in just a second, but I want to finish answering your question.
Right.
But absolutely not. We're not taking that away from our staff. It's one of their whys that they work for NFM, and we want to continue to give that to them. So we're making it work. Our budget's not as big as it was the year before, but because we have bodies, when I can't give monetary donations to nonprofit, I can give them my people. I can give them my talent. Mm-hmm. I can give them the passion.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the pet adoption. This is something new, I think, for NFM. Tell me about this, because I'm all about that rescue pets. I got 5 or 6 in the house.
You have that many fur babies?
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know that.
We've got 2 cats, 2 dogs, a rabbit, and a bearded dragon. And they all get along. My wife,
okay.
My wife and kids, they're like, I swear it's like Dr. Doolittle. And they, I kid you not, the rabbit and the bearded dragon are all friends. The cat and the dogs are all friends. It's the craziest thing.
I love this. I'm going to have to bring my children to your house to visit all of your fur babies.
Oh, for
and
sure.
Bearded dragon. That's so amazing.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's so amazing.
You know what, Vicky? I miscounted. We just got a little bird from South America. And the bird sits on my wife's shoulder.
Okay, I'm going to need a picture of this situation.
I kid you not. It's always a surprise.
Text a photo to me after this.
I'm going to send you a picture. I got you, because it's so wild. My wife found this bird, and she said, it's not a parrot. It looks like a parrot, but it's smaller than that. I forgot what it's called. And I swear the bird and can you imagine the cats get along with the bird? It's crazy.
I need to see photos. I love that. That's a loving home. I always joke around with my kids because they love the, cute little puppies walking about around in the neighborhood. I say the number one thing I'm trying to do right now is raise humans, and then mm-hmm. fur babies come afterwards. So one day I'll get there, and until then, one of our pillars is animal protection and making sure that the animals in our neighborhoods are taken care of. So we partnered with our friends Maytag, who is generously giving a washer and dryer away to our local nonprofits that we're working with. We're doing this in all of our 4 locations, and we're going to have a pet adoption day. So ours is in DFW at the Colony. It's August the 16th. Okay. We're going to have it in our store where we bring in the fur babies, fur friends, and we're hoping that our generous guests who are shopping in our store, they're going to be able to find a new pet that they can take home with them. So that's all sponsored by Maytag. We actually have, this is when you talk of social and mm-hmm. all the fun things, we actually have dog influencers that work for our social media.
Get out of here.
And or collaborate, not right. Yeah, not really work, but collaborate. And they're going to be barking and telling their story. So that's a really cool, first time we're doing something like that, where it is fully funded by Maytag, and they're coming in and they're donating washers and dryers. Because when you look at these pet adoption agencies and even foster homes, they go through a lot of blankets and pillows
yes.
and things they have to wash to make sure that those animals are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important to us is, okay, how do we collaborate with people that, you know, vendors that are in our stores, and they are equally philanthropic. So why not connect together and make a bigger impact and find a good home for a friend. So I'm excited to see how this all comes out. First time doing it. So cross fingers. I know we're going to find some good homes for our friends, but yeah, more to come on that.
Oh, I think it's going to work out great. And by the way, speaking of dogs and pets and things, have you seen Superman, the new Superman movie? There's a dog in there.
No. Did that just come out? Am I missing
it?
Me
just came
around,
out. It just came out.
Being a sports mom, I'm missing everything.
Oh, take your kids. They're going to love this. My kids who are like older now, but they think the dog was hilarious. It's a CGI dog, but it's based on the director of the movie's real dog. And this dog steals the movie. I kid you not. Superman's got a little dog now, and the dog is named Crypto. And it's an amazing dog. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to spoil the movie, but you will grin and grin and grin. Anybody loves pets, they will grin. They can say, oh, I got a dog like that. My dog acts like that or whatever, you know. It's just something special. So, yeah, Vicky, it seems like you said you've got a very busy summer, and you do what you do because you got the passion, and, of course, you're a people person anyway. Are you saying are you kind of living your best life right now? Is that fair to say?
I am. I get to wake up and make a difference, and
mm-hmm.
it's just not work. And it's my passion, and it fills my bucket. It's my why. And I cannot imagine not doing this. We're impacting lives from animals to kids in the community to nursing homes and to fire stations, and being able to make sure that we take care of our real life superheroes, because that's who they are, nurses and teachers. I don't know if you know, but we give away rugs to teachers every summer in each one of our markets.
I didn't know
teachers
that.
Give them mine,
yeah.
And we give them free rugs for their classroom, because you and I know this, a lot of teachers are funding their own classroom mm-hmm. decor. So we have an entire event around it. It actually just concluded 2 weekends ago, but teachers get to come in, and then if they have their ID, they get a teacher discount in the store, so they can buy things for their homes, for their classroom.
Nice.
And then we just think that is so important with the education the way it is today. We want to make sure that first and foremost, the teachers are taken care of. We're going to actually start doing teacher lounge makeovers in Cedar Park. That's kicking off in the next 2 weeks, where
that's
we go in
great.
And we take care of the teachers. Because once we take care of the teachers will take care of the kids in the community.
Exactly. What you're doing is things that people never even knew. I'm talking about, you know, they just think, Nebraska Furniture Mart, let's go buy some furniture. And in fact, it's, you've got like a community within the community and helping the community around you at all the different stores and partnering with all the different groups. And I mean, this is very impressive. Very, very impressive.
Thank you. We have an amazing culture. We have amazing staff. They truly care about our guests. And you can probably see it, you know, as you're coming in and shopping for items that you need at your home, they're going to take care of you, because we're our executives, our team, the family is taking care of us. And we're happy to be where we're at. So very, very excited to see what's coming up in the next couple months. It's going to be giving season, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing a lot during the holidays. So I invite you to come into our stores and see all the holiday magic, because there's going to be a lot of giving away and donating and being able to, make smiles all across the board. So we're excited.
That's right. Difference making. And is there a particular part of the store at NFM in the colony where if someone wanted to actually work there, or they've got an opportunity that it would be interesting for you or somebody in the store would be partnering with, is there a place in there, is there or online that they can find out more information or send information about what they're doing and how they might be able to help you guys out?
Yeah, if you're interested and you don't want to physically drive in, you can go to nfm.com. We want people to continue to stay, because a lot of people who work for NFM do not leave. I've seen 20,
yeah.
30 year anniversaries, and we celebrate birthdays every single day as a team and anniversaries. Our chairman, Rondi, actually physically picks up the phone and calls you on your birthday. So I save all of his voicemails when that happens, because which chairman or executive would do that NFM, they just truly care about our team. So it says a lot when you walk in, you can see the customer service.
That is awesome, just like you are. She is Vicki Glenn. And again, I want to thank you for being on the show, Vicki.
Thank you for having me. It's always great catching up. Well, I can't wait to have another round of fun combos with you. And I'm waiting for that picture of all the animals that you have in your home, Chris.
You will get it very soon. In fact, in the next few minutes. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.